is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to you basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We had a little technical difficulty in our opening. Over the last few minutes, we were on the school MiFi system, then on our hotspot. I think we've got the challenges worked out. Fort Loramie's been a little off and on here the last few weeks, but we think we've got it solved, and we are going to bring you high school basketball girls action, number one in the state versus number two in the state. I'm Jack with Chuck. It's Minster on the road here in Fort Loramie. Should be a dynamite contest. Minster 13-0, Fort Loramie 12-1. How close is close? Well, when you compare these two teams, they are mighty, mighty close. Minster averaging 58.5 points a game. Fort Loramie averaging 58.5 points a game. Minster giving up 28 points a game, 7 points per quarter. Fort Loramie giving up 28 points a game, 7 points per quarter. And each team is limiting its opposition to 29% shooting from the floor. Last year, these two clubs met in the regional championship. It was a victory for Minster, which went on to win the state tournament. Chuck, they are defending champs. Fort Loramie is more experienced than a year ago. Still mighty young, not a senior on the roster. Several important seniors out there for Minster. Still, should be an outstanding game. High tempo, in-your-face defense. And it's going to be interesting to see how Fort Loramie deals with 6'2 Courtney Bringer on the inside.
Well, I tell you what, this game means is they're 4 miles apart. 1-2 in the state. They know each other. They see each other constantly. The game for, from the perspective of what this is going to mean to their season, it doesn't really matter which team wins or loses this thing in that context.
Right.
They're both going to be number one seeds. They're both going to win their league. So it just comes down to pride and, you know, and being the status of being number one in the state, which really, in the scheme of things, doesn't mean that much.
And it's very possibly a prelude to a March 7th or March 9th regional semifinal or final at Vandalia Butler.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to see each other again. I don't think you hold back, but at the same time, that game means it's going to mean a whole lot more than this game.
I alluded to Courtney Pranger on the inside for Minster, 11 points a game, 7 rebounds a game. She's the tallest young lady on the floor. Obviously, Fort Laramie's defense has got to be up to the task of checking her tightly, front and back, not allowing the entry to go into her comfortably. Defense will play a big role in this game. I bet the winning club only scores maybe 45 points.
So I won't be shocked because both teams play outstanding defense.
Right.
I think Kenzie Holscher is going to draw the Pranger assignment.
Right.
That makes sense. She does a nice job. She'll play in front. The key is going to be getting help on the backside so they can't lob over top down to Pranger inside in the lane.
Fort Laramie 22-6 a year ago. Minster state champs a season ago, as everyone knows. Yet these two clubs are very much improved over the last season. Back last year, Minster made three-pointers at just a little better than 25%. This year, 35%. That's really good in girls high school basketball. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie last season, only 40% on two-pointers. This year, 50% on two-pointers for Fort Laramie. Each team shooting free throws at 72.5%. That's marvelous shooting from the stripe.
That's good shooting for any level right there. Anybody will take that. I'm impressed with Janae Hoeing, and I think she has a lot to do with them stepping up and shooting threes better. As a freshman, about halfway through the season, they moved her up to the varsity and moved her into playing, get a lot of playing time. She has just gotten better and better and better. And when we saw her last week up in Van Wert, she was the best player on the floor.
What I like about these two clubs, Chuck, is the fact that each is pretty deep. We'll probably see 7 or 8 different young ladies on the floor for these two teams in the initial 3 to 4 minutes of the game.
Right. Both coaches use their bench. They sub a lot. Everybody's fresh. Every once in a while you get somebody that's on a good roll and you leave them out there. But two outstanding head basketball coaches.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of knowledge in the assistants right down the line.
20 years for head coach Carla Siegel here at Fort Laramie, winning percentage of about 80. Mike Wiss, third year head coach of the girls program here at Minster, succeeding Dan Stecksholdy. Marvelous tenure for her at Minster. Mike has been head baseball coach for more than 2 decades, 3 state championships, assistant football coach for better than 20 years as well. He's done it all. He's done it all. But it's going to be a strategy-filled game. And I would imagine there will be a number of tactical timeouts, maybe one for each club in the first 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, it's possible. Either team's going to see anything they don't expect.
No.
But, I know that Nan made the comment that she was a real good practice coach, but she thinks Mike's a better game coach. And I think it's because Mike's just a little, his demeanor's just a little calmer. I talked to her a little bit last week at Van Wert. She is a lot of fun to talk to.
Well, I hope everybody is listening to us loud and clear according to our laptop computer.
We should be good now.
Yeah, we have got a strong signal out over the internet. We were on our hotspot earlier about 15 minutes ago, and it was giving us a little difficulty because I think everybody here in the gym, all 18 or 1900 folks, were on their phones.
They said this is a heck of a crowd, and you're probably right.
Yep.
Saying, hey, they are playing the game. The roads you can get here, you better be a good driver, but you can get here.
And as a result of that heavy phone use, the nearest towers had difficulty finding room for us using our Verizon hotspot,
right.
So we switched off to the school Wi-Fi system And I think we
looks like it's working fine.
Yep, indeed. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors all season long here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schultze Company, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and in Anna, and Others, Inc., Wells Brothers has grown to include 8 expanded divisions. We've got starting lineups and the opening tip in a moment. Minster at Fort Loramie. Girls Division 4 action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Basketball action. Minster number one in the state in girls division four. Fort Loramie number two in the state in girls division four. These two clubs have played up all year long. Minster has played 1, 2, 3, 4 Division IIs, plus a Division III, beating Valley View, Salina, Wapakoneta, Bellevue, and Lima Bath. Actually, five Division IIs. And then on Thursday night this past week, dumped Coldwater in the Midwest Athletic Conference. The Cavaliers, a Division III. Minster won that game 49-26. So five triumphs and one over a Division III program. Those victories comprise 6 of Minster's 13. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie at 12-1 has defeated Division IIIs, lost to West Liberty Salem, a D3 program, on December 10th, 44-43 at West Liberty, when the Redskins were without their top two substitutes off the bench. But Fort Loramie has beaten Proctor Hales, Sugar Creek Garraway, and Anna. Chuck, needless to say, both teams will have to play up again here today. It is as stiff as it gets in Division IV.
Well, this is the best team that each one of these teams are going to play this year today. So, yeah, and I wasn't trying to downplay. I mean, the game itself means a whole lot. Believe me, that's the reason this gym is almost packed on it. I'm just saying that down the road, it's not going to change their seating. It's not going to change but believe me, there's a lot to do with bragging rights. And as close as these kids live to each other, it means a lot.
The Minster Wildcats have been introduced. Ivy Wolf at guard, 5'8", a sophomore. Janae Hoying at guard, 5'6", a sophomore. Jessica Falk at a forward, a 5'9", senior. Courtney Pringer in the middle, 6'2", senior. Damaris Wolf at a wing, a 5'10", senior. Ivy Wolf leads the club in scoring at 13 a game. Pringer at 11. Damaris Wolf at 9. Janae Hoying at 8. Opening 5 for Fort Loramie. Entering the court at the moment. public address announcer is sounding them out loud and clear. Kennedy Gebhardt, 5'5", junior guard. Taylor Ratterman, her running mate, a 5'5", junior guard. Kenzie Holscher, 6', a sophomore. Dana Rose, 5'11", a sophomore. And Marissa Meiring, 5'8", and a junior. Marissa leads the club in scoring at 12. Ava Schultes off the bench is at 8.5. Dana Rose at 9. Kenzie Holscher at 7.
This place is almost full.
Yep, it sure is. It seats close to 2,000. I'd say we've got every bit of, 1,950?
1,900 for sure.
Yep. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins in the home white. Black numerals outlined in red. Minster Lady Wildcats in the road black. Orange numbers trimmed in white. And orange and white piping down. Courtney Pringer, Z. Holscher. Mention your fun to imagine Lady Redskins from right to left. Three veteran officials. Court picked off. Good defense in the air. And it glanced off the clock above the board. It says 7:35 to go in the first quarter. And it's Fort Loramie ball out of bounds. And we're off and running, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's neither team scored yet, but it's already action-packed.
A token pressure in backcourt being applied by Minster. Ivy Wolf on left up over the timeline. By the arc to Taylor Ratterman.
Half-court trap.
Oh, look at Ivy Wolf go to work. She sprinted down the left side of the lane and made a shovel shot from down around her knees. A beauty by Ivy Wolf. She took the first three-pointer on the initial possession by Minster. She drove to the basket last trip down, and the Wildcats notch the first 2 points. 2-0 Minster. We played 90 seconds. Holscher on the arc for Fort Loramie. Left-hand bounce, 25 feet away. Head coach Carlos Siegel barks out Ohio. That's the play call. Here's Dana Rose, 30 feet out. Now Gebhardt, 25 feet away on the right flank. Being checked tightly by Falk. Into the right corner, Gebhardt, below the basket. Bounce pass, opposite corner, Meiring. Spin move, crowds her way to the rim. Might have been deflected. Clearly was altered by Pringer. No good. Rebound Minster. Down the floor to Pringer in the lane. She stumbles. She walked her charge, or was it a block on Fort Loramie?
Well, they called a block. I'm not sure how he came up with that.
Clearly looked like a big, giant step or two before the ball went on the floor.
Wow.
Minster gets a break. They'll take the ball out of bounds to the right of the basket. 5 minutes, 55 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Minster. Ball inbounded, deep right corner, Ivy Wolf to Falk. Straight away, Pringer. Now to Maris, top of the circle, right back into Courtney Pringer. She leans in with the left hand, hooks it up, strong rebound Fort Loramie. As Pringer tried to force one, attempted to draw a foul, Redskins stood their ground. 5.5 left in the first, 2-0 Minster. Here's Fort Loramie throwing down low on the left to Holscher. On the arc to Dana Rose. She rims a 21-footer. Rebound beneath the basket by Fort Loramie. Gebhardt sneaked in among the trees, snatched it, and a black shirt was on her back as she released the ball toward the rim, and she will be awarded two.
Yeah, that's a nice rebound. She went in there at her 5'5 and pulled one in.
Here is Kennedy eyeing the basket for Fort Loramie, and she buries it. 5'5", junior guard. 2-1, Minster in the lead. Well, we played more than 2.5 minutes, only one bucket from the floor so far. Chuck, I think I'll revise my 45-point total for the winner down to more like about 35.
Well, I'll tell you, both teams just play outstanding half-court defense.
Second free throw by Kennedy Gebhardt is right on target. 2-2. Now we've got six players in backcourt, three white shirts, three black shirts. Janae Hoying breaks pressure, drives hard down the right side of the floor. Against Ava Schultes is in now.
Yes.
Here's a Wolf on the arc. Ivy Wolf spots a teammate low on the right. It's Pringer. Oh, what a fade.
Nice pass.
Courtney gets it from point-blank range. 4-2, Minster. Ivy Wolf and Courtney Pringer, two fielders for the Wildcats. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Fort Loramie's got the ball on the left wing. It's Dana Rose. Foul line Schultes. Then a quick pass down inside to Holscher. She spins around Pringer and attracts a two-shot foul. If it wasn't Courtney, it was Damaris Wolf.
Yeah, called it on Wolf. Could have been either one. That's the second foul on Wolf.
And that's important. Two more free throws here for Fort Loramie, which has attracted a pair of two-shot fouls. And that one sprays off the rim to the left. 4:52 left, opening quarter. Hopefully we're coming in loud and clear here on scoresbroadcast.com. We had a little technical difficulty in advance of coming on live and at the very beginning of our open when we played a commercial spot or two. We were on our hot spot. Everybody else in the gym was on the hot spot. And we had a little bit of a challenge early going simply because people were using their phones left and right. Now we're on the school system MiFi, and hopefully it is strong for you. If not, let us know. Both free throws missed by Fort Loramie. Minster has got the rebound. Here's Ivy Wolf, top of the circle. A couple players flop, one from each team. Ivy goes deep left corner to a teammate, Danielle Barhorst, who's checked in now, 5'10 senior. Barhorst gave it up, got it back. Ball flipped to Janae Hoing on top. We played nearly half the first quarter. It's 4-2 Minster. Hoing to Pringer on a weave. Pringer at the elbow on the right. Double team, can't shoot. Goes to Ivy 25 feet away. Ivy's doubled, almost has it knocked free. Handoff on the play to Pringer. Pringer squeezes her way but two Redskin players, one of whom fouls her. It's a common personal ball out of bounds to Minster on side court. 4:12 left to go here in the opening period. 4-2 Minster in front. Wildcats inbounding. Jessica Falk throws it 25 feet away to Ivy Wolf. Foul line Pringer 17 feet out. She eyes the goal, puts it on the deck, takes a giant leap toward the rim, goes airborne, collision, defensive foul Minster. Courtney Pringer, Chuck, extremely aggressive here in the early going.
She is. I mean, she's getting the benefit of the non-call fouls on her charging through the lane.
4:06 left opening quarter, 4-2 in favor of Minster. A couple free throws here for Courtney as she was nailed on the arm while shooting, and she clangs it off the back of the rim. Still a 4-2 game. Fort Loramie without a bucket. Last year, Minster pulled away to win the regional championship 44-28. Regular season game at Minster, much closer. In fact, it was real tight till early fourth quarter. Minster won that by 9, 35-26. Second free throw, Pringer, swish. 5-2 Fort Loramie. In backcourt, having difficulty, is Gaston for Fort Loramie. Good one-on-one defense by Hoing. And it's ruled a tie-up. Fort Loramie will get it thanks to the arrow. Each team displaying a lot of tenacity at the defensive ends. We knew that would be a constant here today.
Well, with Rose and Holscher sitting on the bench right now, that is the two girls that usually handle the point position for them.
Ball inbounded to Caitlin Gasson is in now, a 5'2 sophomore for Fort Loramie. Ava Schultes, a freshman, has been on the court. Far right wing, it is Gebhardt. Goes straight away to Myron. Myron checked by Pringer. That's a tough matchup for Marissa. Here's the weave, dealt to Schultes. Schultes slips between a couple Minster defenders, strides down the left side of the lane. She's tripped while letting go the ball toward the rim, and she's given two shots at the stripe. Third time so far in this contest for Loramie's been to the charity stripe for a pair of free throws.
Well, they're aggressive going to the basket. They just can't put it in right now.
Free throw, Redskins got it. Just heard from Jim DeBelt down in Tip City. He says we're sounding good, loud and clear. Wasn't sure there just a few minutes after 2 o'clock. We made a good adjustment going from the Verizon hotspot to the school Wi-Fi system simply because everybody here in the gym was using the hotspot. Well, Fort Loramie sinks 2 free throws. Schultes knocked them both down, all net, 5-4. Minster in the lead by a point. And here's Ivy Wolf dribbling and dribbling too much out in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Good defense by Dana Rose. 5-second call. Redskins get it. 3:22 left opening quarter. Gaston over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Left side pass, Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt on the dribble into the top of the circle. Now to Gaston 30 feet away. Gaston being picked up by Carly Richard, who's checked in now for Minster. Richard, a 5'7 sophomore guard. Ball fed into the lane to Schultes. Deep right corner for Fort Loramie. It goes to Jaden Putoff, who's in now, a 5'10 sophomore. Ball fumbled, far side of the floor, scramble for it. Touched by a black shirt last. It goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Loramie's having trouble getting into their offense because of the how far Minster's pressuring them out on the floor.
Yep. This is a 94-foot floor, and sometimes you can get duped into starting that offense a little too far away from the basket. Although this is the Redskins' home floor, they're used to it. Here's a steal by Minster, clawed away by the Cats. Long pitch down the floor to Damaris Wolf. Then she flips it on the arc to Carly Richard, who resets the attack. 2:34 to go in the first quarter. 5-4 Minster. Here's Wolf on the bounce, picked up by Gebhardt. Now Wolf retreats. Minster spreads the floor a little bit. Head coach Mike Wiss signals a play. Here's Ivy Wolf, open floor, below the foul line. Dishes left corner to a teammate. Bombs away. Good! Jessica Falk lights it up from downtown. That was ruled a long deuce. She was straddling the arc. Here is Rose in the post. She turns her head, and it's knocked free by Minster. Another steal by the Wildcats. 7-4, Minster leading, a minute 56 left, opening quarter. Here's Carly Richard, 5'7 senior. Throws an high post to Pringer. Batted away by Fort Loramie. Regathered by Ivy Wolf of Minster. Now to Richard. Pringer low on the right, double teamed. Steps toward the rim, almost walked. Nearly fell down. Threw it toward the backboard, way hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, 3-on-2. All the way to the rim, it's Gebhardt. No, but she's fouled. 7-4. A minute 36 left here in the opening quarter of action. At the foul line for the Redskins is Kennedy Gebhardt. She's been there twice already, right, Chuck?
This is her second trip there. She's 3 for 3.
And she knocks it down to make it 7-5 Minster. Fort Loramie without a field goal, Chuck, for 6.5 minutes to start the game. Yet they're only down 2.
Yeah, well, both teams are just playing the defense we thought they were going to play.
Yep, that's a staple for both Minster and Fort Loramie. In-your-face defense. Second foul shot, Kennedy Gebhardt. She dips to the knees, arches it up, and in. 7-6, Minster by 1. Down inside 90 seconds to go here in the first period. Gebhardt sits down. Taylor Ratterman back on the court for Fort Loramie. Four court right. Janae Hoing for Minster. Outside the arc to Richard. Flashes it to the post. Intercepted by Schultes of Fort Loramie. To Ratterman. Driving layup. Got it. Schultes on the swipe. That triggered the live ball miscue. And the quick goal by Fort Loramie, which leads 8-7. Minute 10 left. Opening quarter. Here's Janae Hoing barreling down the right side of the floor into the lane. Shot blocked. It's loose in the right corner, saved by Meiering of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Rose, up the left side to Ratterman. Ratterman fires deep left corner to a teammate. Redskins set it up, 54 seconds to go in the first.
It's Macy Imwally back in there after her concussion.
That's a good sign for the Redskins. She's excellent off the bench, was in the early going this year. Macy, a 5'6 junior, 38 seconds to go first quarter. High post Meiering for Fort Loramie, picked up by Barhorst. Meiering on the deck, running one-hander, hits the rim twice, skips away. Rebounded down low by Richard of Minster, 26 seconds to go in the first. Here's a long chest pass intended for a teammate. Lily Peltier, who's in now for Minster, broken up by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. 8-7 Fort Loramie. Redskins didn't get the lead here in the first till about a minute and a half remained. Minster with the ball. Ivy Wolf, top of the circle into Pringer, back to the basket. On the arc, Janae Hoing. Dribbles against Imwally. Good hedge by Ratterman. Left side, Wolf. High arching floater, 3-point land. Didn't hit the rim, air ball. Rebound Fort Loramie. Steal Minster. Ivy Wolf took it away and hits the 10-footer. 3 seconds to go. Long's 50-footer by Dana Rose. Makes it! He makes it! It's good! Dana Rose, 50-footer at the buzzer for Fort Loramie. She should get 4 points for that. We saw one here a couple Fridays ago. Zane Paul of Botkins beat the Fort Loramie boys on a nearly 50-footer, 60-57. That one there by Dana Rose at the end of the first quarter lifts Fort Loramie to 11-9 lead over Minster on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a customer at a time. Tom Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Oh, a lot of fireworks here at the end of the first quarter. Dana Rose pitched one in from downtown. That was right.
That was. I mean, and nice form on the shot. It wasn't a throw. It was an actual push shot. This is the most active I've seen her offensively in the two games we did before.
Yep, she's got 3 points, one bucket. She's had several shots get up on the iron. Been a lot of contact down low. Officials letting them play. Pringer pumps the free throw up and in. 11-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Courtney Pringer. She flexes the knees. Ball right in front of her forehead. And missed it. Long off the heel. Easy rebound, though. Left corner, Ivy Wolf. Minster's got it back. Now Janae Hoing. Back to Ivy. Left baseline. Into Pringer. Back to the basket. Spin move. Left hand. Hooked it in. Courtney Pringer. That was formidable. 12-11, Minster. As we said in the pregame, it will be difficult for the Redskins to stop her without fouling if she gets it that deep. Elbow in the right at Schultes for Fort Loramie. Dipsy Dew into the lane. She's doubled. Has to get rid of it. Straight away, Ratterman lights it up from three-point land. No, short. Barely grazed iron. Out of bounds to Minster. Minster. 7:03 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Pringer got the first 3 points of this period for Minster to wipe out an 11-9 lead for Fort Loramie. We played a little over a minute. Period number two. Janae Hoing, forecourt right. Boy, they're leaning all over Pringer on the inside. Put off scatter. Oh, Pringer fakes her. Goes up and under. Left it short. Rebound on the play by Fort Loramie. High dribble down the court by Myron. Might have gotten away with a turnover. Into the lane to a teammate. It's Schultes off balance. No good. Dana Rose on the stick back. 13-12 Fort Loramie.
They are letting them beat each other inside, that's for sure.
Here is Ivy Wolf. Took the pass at midcourt for Minster. And she was on a mission. Straight line right to the basket. Clobbered in the lane while shooting. And she's given two. 6:29 left in the second quarter. 13-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Free throw, Ivy Wolf, uncharacteristically, not real close. But the last 5 points for Fort Loramie, Chuck, scored by Dana Rose?
Yes. The last one was a little easier than the one before.
Yeah, she had a 50-footer and then a stick back.
And then a two-footer, yep.
Yep. A long one at the end of the first quarter, beating the buzzer. Second free throw by Ivy, way hard, but she travels into the right corner to collect the rebound of her own missed foul shot. Gave it up, got it back. They look for Courtney Pringer on the interior. Flip it to Janae Hoing. She's been silent so far. Ratterman and Gebhardt have been guarding her. Janae gave it up, got it back. Threw it to Damaris. Now Falk, 25 feet away, it's Ivy. Ivy dribble, steps back, lets it go. Long one, 25-footer, hit the rim, came down into the lap of Ratterman, who threw it off the leg of the black shirt out of bounds.
She was not going to be able to hang on to that. That was a smart move.
2 minutes gone here in quarter number two, 13-12. Fort Loramie up one. Here is Gaston in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Change of pace dribble. Ivy Wolf all over her. Caitlin being hounded 35 feet away. Nearly a 5 second call. Hand off to Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt between the rings. Puts it on the deck. Drives baseline right. All the way to the rim. Left it short. A lot of contact. No foul. Fine. No choice by the official. And Minster runs down the loose ball. Gets Courtney Pringer on the gallop to a teammate left side. 15 foot jump shot. Swish. Falk again. Boy, she owns that jumper from about that range. She's nailed a couple of them. Mid-range push shots by Falk, and she has lifted Minster to a one-point lead, 14-13. Time three left in the second on scores, broadcast.com. and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And the Shelby helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits.
The Minsters come out 1-2-2 now. They took the full-court pressure off. They're playing a half-court zone.
And in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Redskins shoot over the zone. Three-point try. Kennedy Gephardt. Side. Yes. Beautiful play by Myring. Near side, Janae Hoing swings it to Ivy straight away. Courtney Pringer sets up at the elbow on the right. Now Janae Hoing goes baseline right. A runner to the rim. It hits the flange. Kicks out to Fort Loramie. Rebound Myring. Lofts it down the floor to Schultes. Hits the trailer Myring. Right corner, Gebhardt. Gebhardt on the left-hand dribble. Now Jaden put off 25 feet away. 4:20 left. Second quarter, Fort Loramie up one. Put off, gave it up, got it back. She's on the arc, looks for the cutter, Myring. Then Myring pops out to catch, head of the key. On the arc, left side. It goes to Schultes. Straight away, Gebhardt. Gebhardt's been guarded tightly, gave it up to put off. Myring catches, picked up by Barhorst, 25 feet away. Down to 3:55 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up one. Here's Gasson, sprinting to the foul line. Covered by two players. Goes right corner to put off. Bingo! Three-pointer! From distance, put off. Air-mailed one home. 18-14. Fort Loramie in the lead before. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Janae Hoing dances down the lane. Goes inside deep, lost the ball, picked up by Fort Loramie. Myring, bad pass down the floor, put off, finds it, leans in toward the basket, she's hacked on the arm, she gets two.
Smart play by Schultes that time. She knew she was not going to just be able to go straight back up, so she pivoted around, drew the foul, didn't really have much of a chance for the shot, but she's going to get two free throws out of it.
Ava lines it up and sinks it. 19-14, Fort Loramie. Who got the previous bucket by Fort Loramie, Chuck?
That was Meyer. They were put off, hit the three.
Yeah, put off, hit the three. Put off on the three at the 3:30 mark. And then a couple of free throws by Schultes, the second of which bounced forever. It hung on the back iron. It finally rolled down through the ropes. And Fort Loramie's up six, biggest lead in this game. 3:15 to go for Minster. The opposite to Falk. To Damaris Wolf inside the arc and hits this 21-16. It's 20. It's been corrected. Here's a long three by Fort Loramie. Good! Caitlin Gaston, 24-footer. His Fort Loramie went opposite, throwing over the zone, and the lead is 7. Ivy Wolf comes back. Offensive foul, I think. Yep. She darted into the lane. A couple of white shirts set up shop.
Schultes took the charge.
Ava Schultes stood her ground. Offensive personal against Mid Loramie. 2:28 left here in the second quarter. 23-16. 2:26 to go till halftime. Here's Dana Rose gliding up over the timeline with the left hand. Rose picked up by Ivy Wolf, 30 feet out. Almost a 5-second call. Could have been. Right flank to Gasson. Ball high overhead. She reverses the floor. Caitlin still dribbling. Fort Loramie Redskins going mighty young on the court at the moment. Gasson, a sophomore. Schultes, a freshman.
Raderman checks in for Gebhardt.
Raderman back in for Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. That's a junior for a junior. Ivy Wolf gets a rest, but for Minster, she's played well.
She picked up her second foul. She's going to have to sit.
Jessica Falk has been sharp in this game so far for Minster, as has Courtney Pringer, who's getting an extended breather. Inbounding right in front of the Minster bench is Jaden Putoff for Fort Loramie, with 2 minutes even to go in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie up 7. Here's Gasson, head of the key, almost walked. Gave it up to Raderman on the arc with a left-hand bounce. Back to Gasson between the rings. Ball high overhead. And let's see what we have. A drag of the pivot foot. Good decision by the official. A walk on Fort Loramie. Minute 51 to go, second quarter.
I think the game's been well officiated. It's not been an easy one because, boy, they're going at each other.
Here is Minster, forecourt right. It's Hoeing on the arc. Fort Loramie now extending Minster's offensive attack way out on the court. Here's a double team of Hedge. Richards got it 25 feet away. Bombs away. Three-pointer online, but heavy. Rebound punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minster possession.
Good call.
Baseline left of the rim. 91 seconds to go, second period. 23-16, Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by Carly Richard on the arc to Janae Hoeing. She goes into the post to a teammate, stabbed away by Fort Loramie. And then Raderman loses it at midcourt. She rolls to the ground to reel it back in and then feeds a teammate up ahead. Fort Loramie sets the attack now with a minute 12 to go. Second quarter, ahead by 7. Down the right side, Gebhardt. Into the right corner, put off. On top, it goes to Imwally. Deep left corner, three by Raderman. Overshoots it. Rebound, weak side, Fort Loramie. A shove in the back against Fort Loramie or Minster. Who committed it?
They caught it on Minster, and that's going to be 1-1 now for a putoff.
So the Redskins are the first to enter the bonus with a minute and a second to go here in the first half, leading by 7, 23-16. Put off toes the stripe. Jaden's come in, played very well here.
See, here's three.
Uh-huh.
Got a couple of rebounds, too.
61 seconds left here in the second. And Raderman and Gasson sit down. They're spent. They're on the bench now for Fort Loramie. Free throw, put off. Needs the first to earn the second. It's lengthy. It ricochets off the rim into the corner. Tracked down by Janae Hoeing of Minster. Fort Loramie leaves 2 points on the floor right there. 1-1 situation blown. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. 7-point lead Redskins. Here's Richard. Pringer still on the bench for Minster. Janae Hoeing carves out space in the lane. Leaves it on the arc for Falk. Wide left on the three ball. Low in the left, a rebound by Minster. Over the back, foul against Fort Loramie. And the Minster rebounder was Lauren Mox in off the bench, a junior post player, 5'9 young lady, who stepped on the floor here in the last minute. She was Johnny on the spot for the rebound try, and she's given two at the charity stripe. 7-point lead Fort Loramie. Mox missed it off the back iron. The lead for the Redskins is still 7. 36.8 remaining here in the second quarter. Rose sits down for Fort Loramie, as does Macy Imwally. Second shot here for Mox of the Wildcats. Couple of bounces. It's on the way, and it's off the heel. Soaring high for the rebound, Myring of Fort Loramie. Half minute to go, first half. It's Gaston back on the floor for the Redskins, up the right side against Richard. 25 ticks left in the clock, second period. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's put off. Looks for a cutter. It's Schultes, baseline left. She's at the short corner now. Pitches to put off right in front of the Minster bench. Nearly picked off by Falk. Out of bounds off her last. 15.9 remaining, second quarter. Inbounding is Kennedy Gebhardt for the Redskins. She has an open player. It's Schultes, 25 feet away. Ava fakes left, goes right, picks up her dribble. On top to Gasson. 9, 8, 7. Gasson, elbow in the right, stops her dribble. Straight away Gebhardt. 4, 3. Left corner triple, Fort Loramie. Long, no good. The rebound is volleyballed around, and that's it. The three try by Myring was heavy. Minster batted the rebound free. Half ended. Fort Loramie Redskins, number 2 ranked team in the state, girls division 4, 23. Minster Wildcats, number 1 ranked team in the state, girls division 4, 16. Redskins up 7 at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically, since they opened the door about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's, too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita gun, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
Deal. And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Army High School, I'm Jack. 7-point lead, Reds Medicine halftime report, Chuck. Let's take a look at the numbers. Redskins with a 7-point cushion over visiting Minster.
Well, it's been a defensive challenge for both teams, and we expected it to be. Lormie has a 12-10 rebounding advantage. Minster 5-3 on the offensive boards. Lormie turned it 5 times against the pressure. Minster turned it 4 times. 8-10 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Only 2 of 8 from the free throw line for Minster. Very uncharacteristic of them to be individual scoring. 6 points for Pringer and 6 points for Ivy Wolf and 4 for Falk. They only had 3 young ladies score. They scored 9 and 7, 16 for the first half. On the other side, very balanced. They got 5 points out of 3 from Poufaf.
Defense is very good. Fort Loramie's has been even better than Minster so far.
They have. I mean, and both teams really with only 9 turnovers combined. They're doing a pretty good job of handling the pressure, but neither team shooting the ball incredibly well. That comes down to every shot is challenged.
How about Dana Rose, a long 3-pointer at the end of the first quarter. This gym is being known for this.
Well, I think that really lifted the spirits because Lormie had really been having trouble putting anything in the basket. They'd been making free throws. And when she hit that, that kind of got the crowd erupted, got some excitement going. She had a 5-point first half. But like I said, they had 7 girls score in the first half. Minster only had 3.
That fine to lead Minster by 7, 23-16. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health, SportsCast.com.
Sports medicine success story. Sydney Heisler to top form after tearing her AC.
Girls were playing house tennis, and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Banklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball.
Dash teaching about WilsonHealthSunHealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Chuck, Fort Loramie's did a pretty good job handcuffing Courtney Pringer on the inside in this game.
Yeah, well, see, Courtney's got 7, but the Wolf's got 10, and Jessica Falk's got 7. She's played really well.
Carly Richard with a big 3 with a minute plus to go in the third quarter to give Minster the lead. Here's Carly jumping and shooting to start the fourth. It's no good. Danielle Barhorst on the rebound up and in. Minster ahead by 3, 33-30. Barhorst with a big stick back. Boy, bench play for Minster has lifted the Wildcats, especially here in the second half. Ball knocked out of bounds right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Redskins will throw in. Ball thrown from Gebhardt to Schultes, 25 feet away. On top, Dana Rose. Rose on the bounce. Right flank, Kenzie Holscher. Holscher looks on the inside. Pringer on Holscher, 25 feet out. Left side pass, Myring. How many points for Marissa so far, Chuck?
Myring has scored 2.
And she's averaging about 12, 10 under her points per game total. Foul line extended left. It's Holscher available from 17. A little lengthy. Rebounded by Minster. Quickly down the floor to Richard. To the trailer, Damaris Wolf. On top to Ivy. 25-footer. Got it! Well, Fort Loramie a little lax in finding the trailer.
Last player down was Ivy Wolf. She was up. Here we go. The final 3:04 of this battle between two heavyweights, Fort Loramie and Minster.
It's been everything we expected it to be.
Yep. Minster number one in the state. Fort Loramie number two in the state in girls division four. Chuck, I go back to my prediction. It's going to take 45 points to win it.
Yeah, with 3 minutes to go, I think if you get to 45, you probably are going to win.
Yeah. Damaris Wolf's got the ball at midcourt for Minster on the bounce. Angles left. Goes baseline left. She's 8 feet away. Turnaround seven-footer by Ivy. Deflected on the play by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins track down the loose ball. Right side, Gebhardt. Gebhardt has the ball tipped away. She gets it back. Defense by Ivy Wolf. Left side pass. Schultes. On her is Falk. Straightaway handled by Putoff. Outside the arc on the right to Rose. It's a cutter down inside, and Schultes misses the shot, but she's bodied and fouled by Pringer in the act of shooting. That's a play Fort Loramie's run effectively several times in this game. Schultes has two coming for Fort Loramie with 2:31 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the game not at 37 all.
I'm not sure I mentioned this, but I think that Schultes is a pretty darn good freshman.
Yes, she sure is. Free throw, though, no good. Under pressure, shot a bit off to the right. That was for the lead. Foul shot number two, upcoming. Long, great rebound. Meiring, though, on the arc to Gebhardt, and Fort Loramie organizes again. Here's Dana Rose, 25 feet away. Dana on the bounce, picked up by Ivy Wolf. Interesting matchup there, Ivy on Dana. Put off, Meiring, Pringer checks her, Pringer pops it up in the air and steals. One on two in traffic, missed it, no good. Rebound, Johnny on the spot below the rim, Hoing. She's belted from the backside while shooting, and she's got two. That's a big turn of events right there with just over two to play.
Yeah, that was good defense. Good defense by Pringer.
Fort Loramie missed two free throws. Long rebound to the Redskins. The long arms of Pringer reached up above the head of Meiring and managed to stoke the ball away, leading to two free throws at the other end for Minster. And it's Janae Hoing who connects on the first.
That
Minster in the lead by one.
Only her third point.
Second shot, Janae. Two big free throws right here. She nails them, and Minster's got a two-point edge, 39-37. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie attacking to the right. It's Schultes. Head of the key, put off. Put off outside the arc to Meiring. Straight away, Gebhardt. Here's a long three, right wing, put off. No, stick back, yes. The ball landed right in the lap of Schultes. It glanced off the rim into the hands of Ava, who scored. We're tied again. Quickly, Minster attacking. Pringer available from 16. No. Tie up on the rebound. Redskins possession.
Meiring went down hard. Looks like she's okay.
That was a quick shot by Minster down to her left, Chuck.
Yeah.
Pringer from fairly long range for her. That was Schultes on the big board on the offensive end. She put it up and through to tie it back up at 39. Here is Fort Loramie steering the ball down the right side of the floor. A minute 26 to go. We're even. Here's Ratterman. Here's Dana Rose, 30 feet out. Three team fouls in Minster, six in Fort Loramie. High left, it's Holscher. Holscher to Schultes straight away. The freshman, Schultes, right side to Ratterman, the junior. In the right corner, Holscher, the sophomore. Kenzie on the dribble. Here's Putoff. Putoff picked up by Falk, 25 feet out. Ball thrown to the cutter, down inside. Layup, Ratterman! Timeout, Fort Loramie. Chuck, that's at least the fourth time the Redskins have worked that play. And it was little Taylor Ratterman who caught the lob pass over the trees of Minster on the interior. And I'm not sure who threw it, but it was a beauty.
Schultes picked her up. I'll tell you what, they've been running that, setting the back screens, and that's how they've been scoring their points here in the second half for sure.
And that was an excellent delivery by Schultes. Terrific assist. Perfect pass It traveled a good 15, 20 feet in the air over the top of at least a couple, maybe three Mincer defenders. And guess who was on the receiving end? Taylor Radiman right below the basket to give Fort Loramie a two-point lead, 41-39, 57 seconds to go.
Boy, this is just going right down to the wire just like we assumed it was going to.
Well, it's unofficial, but more than likely we will have Mincer-Fort Loramie boys tonight from Mincer. We think webcast time is 7:10, tip-off 7:30. Anna St. Henry has been wiped out because of weather, rescheduled for Monday. 57.7 to go. Let's see what is in store for Mincer offensively here. It is Falk, Ivy Wolf, Pringer, Damaris Wolf, and Janae Hoyne. Put off Rose, Myring, Schultes, Ratterman on the court for Fort Loramie. Here comes Ivy Wolf up and over the timeline. Mincer down two. Right side pass goes to Damaris Wolf to Falk. Foul line extended right. On the arc to Hoyne. 45 to go. Mincer trails by two. Here's Ivy. Gets a screen from Pringer. Rack barreling toward the rim. A collision. Offensive foul.
Dana Rose stood in there and took it. She got hit hard. That's the fourth foul on Ivy Wolf, too.
Ivy Wolf didn't shoot the three. She had an open alley. She took advantage, zipped down the right side of the lane, and before she got within about 4 or 5 feet from the rim, Dana Rose had parked herself. She drew the offensive foul. Fort Loramie possession. Ball whipped up the floor to Ratterman. Knocked away by Janae Hoyne. Timeout Fort Loramie in the nick of time.
Wow.
Before Mincer was about ready to suffocate Ratterman and maybe take it away with 31.5 to go. Mincer only four fouls so
far. They got two to give before they can put them at the free throw line. Now, the way they're playing defense, though, I don't think they need to intentionally foul. But, boy, if they put pressure on, if they slap down, get a foul, it's not a big deal. Loramie's got to throw the ball back in two more times before they go to the free throw line.
That field goal, Chuck, but Taylor Ratterman came with, what, just over a minute to go?
Yep.
And that's the difference in this game, 41-39, two-point lead for Loramie, 31.5 remaining here in the fourth.
What a game.
High level. Extremely high level. As we remarked in the pregame, Fort Loramie has beaten 1, 2, 3, 4 Division IIIs, lost to D3 West Liberty Salem. Mincer has beaten 5 Division IIs, plus Division III Coldwater. Ball inbounded right in front of the Redskins bench by Putoff. Can she get it in? Does so to Rose. Rose can't hang on. A lot of contact. Out of bounds. The official says it's off you, White.
Wow, there's an awful lot of contact.
Mincer possession. Boy, that was a case of defense from Mincer, which simply blanketed Dana Rose. And the five-second count was on. Probably if Fort Loramie had to do it over again, Chuck, a timeout.
Probably would have called a timeout because the side out of bounds at midcourt is a tough one.
And now Mincer has possession with 30.9 to go. And a sequence here in the last 10 seconds symbolizes this game, this series, game after game, year after year. The charge taken by Dana Rose, and then the great defense applied on Dana Rose
right.
by Mincer to cause the turnover.
Well, I mean, did I think there was contact? Yes. Is it contact they've called during the game? No. So I think it was a great defensive play by Mincer.
Yep, I do too. 30.9 remaining. It'll be Mincer possession at midcourt. Taylor Ratterman's field goal with just over a minute to go is the separation between the two clubs at the moment. 41-39, two-point lead for Fort Loramie. Will Mincer try to hammer the ball inside to Courtney Pringer? Will Ivy Wolf take a 15 to 20 footer?
You better defend the three.
Or will one of the Mincer guards try to take it right to the hoop? Here's Ivy, 30 feet out, picked up by Gebhardt. Left side pass, Janae. Janae starts a drive. Baseline left. Little left-hand looper hacked on the arm. She's given two. Well done by Janae Hoyne. She attracted the two-shot foul.
She doesn't miss free throws either.
Nope.
Fouls on Jane Goodall. That's her.
She sparkles at the line normally. 21.6 to go. She needs two makes to even the score. Free throw, Janae Hoing, high arch. No good. It hit the back brace. Karam out to the left.
The jinx of the broadcaster right there.
Second shot, Janae Hoing upcoming. This to cut it to one. Janae's given the ball by the official on one bounce. She dribbles it twice and rims it out to the left. Rebound stick back, Pringer. It is rolling off. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors Minster. What a sequence.
Wow, how did that not go in by Pringer? I mean, that was, it couldn't have touched any more of the rim.
No, Courtney's had more than a few point blankers in this game, just not go down.
Yep. Well, they got Olsher back in. They need her for rebounding.
Another timeout by Minster. Tell you what, Chuck, the quality of the officiating in this game has every bit matched the high level of the performance by these two teams.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I mean, this is coming into a game. You got 1 and 2. You got 4 miles apart. This is not an easy game to officiate.
No.
I think they've done a terrific job.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster across from Lake Loramie, and Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for high quality awards, plaques, and trophies, and extremely dependable. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Minster inbounds. Ivy Wolf on the arc. Minster down two. Ball knocked away by Fort Loramie. It's loose. The arrow favors the Redskins with 12.9 to go.
Great defensive play by Kenzie Holscher. She tipped it away from Wolf and then dove on it to tie her up.
Holscher on a tip away with 12.9 to go. And then a tie-up by her. And Kenzie comes off. Caitlin Gasson in. Now the Redskins have got to enter the ball.
That's the key.
Yep.
They have not been taking great care of the basketball here.
It's pitched inbounds to Dana Rose in backcourt. Carly Richards swamps her right now. Team foul 5 on Minster. Wildcats must commit. Second went off. Still 12 to go. I got my notes. Gebhardt and Schultes pulled down to 2. Biggest lead for Fort Loramie has been 7. Biggest lead for Minster, a half dozen. 12 ticks on the clock. Everybody, all 1,950 folks here at Fort Loramie standing onward. Redskins up a basket. They'll try to enter it. 12 seconds to go. Minster has another foul to give. It's inbound to Dana Rose. She charges up the right side of the floor. Carly Richard cuts her off. Foul. Minster, 10.1 remaining.
Each team has one timeout. Loramie needs to hang on to theirs just in case they have trouble getting the ball in.
Right. Minster will foul now and force Fort Loramie to shoot the 1-1. Here's Gebhardt looking, goes to Dana Rose in backcourt. Richard checks her, foul called. Dana Rose is on the spot. 9 seconds left. Fort Loramie up 2.
Well, Rose has not been there in this game. She is 25 of 33 for 76% on the season.
Yep, she's shooting better than the Redskins are as a team. And she is under pressure now. Dana Rose strolls to the stripe, 1-1, to give Fort Loramie a 3-point lead. She clangs it off the back rim. Rebound Minster. Here comes Ivy Wolf, 5 to go. Ivy foul line, running one-hander, Ivy Wolf. It's good! It's good! We're going to go overtime. Overtime. Ivy Wolf sprinted the length of the floor. Fort Loramie didn't slow her down. Shooting from the floor. And then you added, quote, Chuck McBee, I wouldn't mind being entertained at courtside by an overtime thriller.
this is as good as it gets, so what else am I going to do?
Pretty good prediction.
Go home and watch professional football. Who cares?
Wow. 41-41. Ivy Wolf hit a running one-hander, a flyer in the lane. She was on the giddy-up, motoring hard. And as a result, Minster got the last shot and tied the game. Here is the tip to start the OT session. It's won by Fort Loramie. Dana Rose has got the ball in the far left corner. Minster wraps her up. Let's see what's been called.
Well, they called a foul on Minster. He looked like he was getting ready to call a held ball.
No, no chance. That was a football move. Well, Dana Rose is right back at the stripe. 1-1 for her. Both teams in the bonus. Harris starts to drive. Throws left corner to Ivy. Ivy against Gebhardt. Around two players. Pitches below the backboard. Then the ball's thrown cross court to Pringer. Herky jerky move in the lane. Up and in. And she's fouled. That was a dandy move by Courtney Pringer. Beautifully done by her. The senior, 11 points a game for Minster. Saved her best looking shot of the day for right there.
Well, nice left hand right there. Real strong move to the basket.
Yep. Free throw by Courtney on the way, and it's got too much mustard on it. The rebound comes down to Fort Loramie, which trails by two. Overtime. 55 seconds gone by. 43-41 Minster. Put off on the arc for Fort Loramie. Sends it straight away to Schultes. Left side pass, Myron. Gives it up between the rings to Gebhardt. Looks for the cutter down inside. Schultes all the way to the rim. Good! And a foul. Pringer got there late. Schultes scores. She's at the stripe. A chance for the lead.
That's the fourth foul on Courtney also.
How many for Ava Schultes, Chuck?
She's got 13 right now.
Blockbuster game for the Frosh.
She's missed her last three free throws, though. She needs to make this one.
Tied up at 43. 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Or I should say in the overtime.
Extension of the fourth.
Yes. Free throw, Schultes, nothing but net. 44-43 in favor of Fort Loramie. Dribbling hard down the floor, Ivy Wolf gives it off to the trailer in the corner. It is Hoeing. Back to Ivy, shot fake, elbow on the right, retreats behind the arc, lets it go. Bouncing, no good. Rebound Schultes. She tries to muscle it away and does. Gives it up on the play to Holscher down the left side. Holscher 30 feet away. 2.5 left in the OT. Fort Loramie up one. Dana Rose picked up by Hoeing. Dana nearly double dribbled. Good defense by Minster. 5 second count. Timeout Fort Loramie at 4.5 seconds of the count.
Maybe 4.75.
Wow.
It was close.
We'll take a break, Chuck. 2:19 to go in the OT. A 1-point lead, Fort Loramie. 44-43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Don't forget the pork chop special tonight at Brookins. Two mouth-watering, delicious 8-ounce chops. It's the special. Get them while they last. Go early. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. On the web at Brookins, BRUCKENSPub.com. And thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, as well as the in-between, south of Bodkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Well, Fort Loramie eventually got the ball inbounds, and Dana Rose lost it. Run out, Ivy Wolf to the rim. Good. Loose ball. Dana Rose couldn't hang on. Ivy Wolf got the easy takeaway, and her field goal gives Minster a 1-point lead. 45-44, a minute 48 to go. Dana over the timeline. Ivy Wolf checks her shoulder to shoulder. Might have gotten away with a push-off. Handoff on the play to Holster. Boy, these young ladies are spent.
Yeah, they're all tired, that's for sure.
They are gassed. Minute 30 left. Near midcourt. Fort Laramie's got it. Gebhardt to Meiring. Left side pass. Schultes. Minute 23 to go. 1-point lead, Minster. Ivy Wolf for the young lady of the hour for the Minster Wildcats. A field goal to tie it with a second to go in regulation. And then a field goal with a minute and a half to go here in the overtime to give Minster a 1-point lead. But Ivy Wolf has just fouled out. Ivy Wolf with a terrific game.
Boy, I'll give her an ovation. She was outstanding. And offensively, real good. Defensively, amazing.
Yep, she nearly stole the ball right there from Schultes. Banged into her pretty hard. The free throw by Ava lips the rim in and out. That was double bonus time for Fort Laramie. So she's still there for one more shot. A chance at a tie. It is good. A lot of rim. We're even up at 45. 1:16 to go in the OT. Minster to midcourt. Carly Richard back on the floor for Ivy Wolf. Carly 25 feet away. Goes right side to Damaris. Damaris hangs on. Sends it left flank to Falk. 60 seconds to go. Ball lob. Pringer baseline right. Leans in. Bank shot. 7-footer. It bounces around. No good. It came off. Rebound Fort Laramie. Pringer shot. Hit every centimeter of the ring. Quickly, Fort Laramie left corner. Redskins are trapped. Time out, Fort Laramie. Woo, 45.2 to go.
Well, they had to use their last time out there.
And Carla Siegel, head coach of the Redskins, is smiling. She really didn't want to have to use it right then.
No. Now they got to get the ball in. They don't have that safety net of a timeout.
What's the situation on timeouts for the Wildcats?
They've got their two left. They had one, and then they get get an extra one going into overtime. So they've got their two. One and one for Minster if they get fouled. Laramie's shooting two the rest of however long this game takes.
Yep, a lot of 45s on the scoreboard. 45.2 to go in the OT. The game is tied at 45. Chuck, a quick rundown of the high scorers to this point.
Well, if I can add them from there. 16 points for Schultes for Laramie. And on the other side, Wolf had 17. Ivy Wolf had 17. Neither team shooting free throws very well, but I think it's just the situation.
Nerves.
Because the rim and the free throw distance and everything is just the same as any other game they play.
Yep.
So that's the only thing you can think of is the nerves.
Yep. Tension for sure. Well, Fort Laramie will need to get the ball inbound. Below and to the left of the basket in the Redskins' offensive end. Everybody on their feet. We're tied at 45. 45.2 to go. We're in the overtime. Inbounding low on the left. It's Gebhardt for the Redskins. Looks for a cutter. And then airmails one top of the circle to Rose. Richard on Rose. Rose dribbles. Goes left side to Gebhardt. Let's see if Fort Laramie hangs on to the ball down to the last few seconds and then takes his shot late in the OT.
Well, that's a little scary because of the defense that Minster plays.
Right. Here's Dana Rose. Foul line extended right. Fadeaway 10-footer. Hits the rim short. She had a good look. Pringer stared the board. Down to Richard. 20 to go in front of the Minster bench. Timeout Wildcats, who now have the opportunity to score at the end of the OT and win the game. We'll return momentarily. We're tied. 20 to go in the overtime. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. they find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Guyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Guyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
The Fort Laramie Redskins have Myron, Schultes, Holscher, Gebhardt, and Rose on the floor, and the nerves will be tested again.
Yeah, they're going to shoot two now, so that should help a little bit.
It's amazing. Dana got the ball in the post, made the pivot move, squared up, looked at the basket, Chuck. Nobody between her and the rim, and she left the 10-footer short by a foot. She stiff-armed it after having made a long triple.
Yep, she did. Yeah, she tried to guide it up there.
Yep, here's Carly Richard to the free throw line here for Minster. 48-45 lead for Fort Laramie, 2:29 left in the second OT. Carly Richard made a big triple back late in the, when was it, third quarter, I believe?
Yes.
And she missed the foul shot. It was off the heel, no good. Amazingly, Minster has missed 14 of 24 free throws. 48-45 Fort Laramie. Carly Richard dips the knee. Second of two shots. It's on the way. Good. 48-46 Fort Laramie by two. 2:25 to go. We've got eight shirts in backcourt. Up the floor, Holscher. Underneath Gebhardt. Layup good. Fort Laramie with the pressure. They beat the press. Overtime. Between the rings, it's Janae Hoing on the bounce. Weaves it out back to Richard, 30 feet away. Coming out to get it, Damaris Wolf. Into the post to Pringer. Bounces, turns, misfires, 10-footer, too long. Board in the corner, who's got it? Fort Laramie comes away with it. It's Gebhardt. She streaks down the left side. Pringer had a fine shot, just couldn't sink it. Redskins by four, both teams in the double bonus. Here's an overplay by Damaris Wolf and a swipe. Damaris, a run out. Driving layup short. Rebound Fort Laramie. Outlet to Holscher. Long to Myring. Gebhardt, three on two. Got it! ...52-46 Fort Laramie. 1:17 to go. Second overtime. Minster's in trouble. Timeout Cats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A minute 17 to go here in the second overtime. Fort Laramie by six over Minster. 52-46. It's been a big explosion offensively for Fort Laramie without Ivy Wolf. Minster hasn't defended well. Here's a drive by Janae Hoing. Good play by her. She forced the action and neatly drew a two-shot foul. And she hammered the ball down the left side of the floor, got to the baseline, leaned into a couple white shirts, and is awarded a pair. Heady play by Hoing, but now you've got to convert at the stripe. And Minster continues to miss. It's no good.
She's going to really think about this tonight. She's missed 2-5 in a row.
A minute 8 to go in the overtime. Nerves being felt by the free throw shooters in this game. The second one is short. Long, then short. Rebound Fort Laramie. 60 seconds to go in the OT. Redskins up 6. Here's Dana Rose at midcourt. Right side to Gebhardt. Venter's got a foul. 52-51. Dribbling into the left corner. Myring to put off. She's choked off and bumped. Don't forget, you've got the pork chop special tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Two delicious marinated pork chops at Brookins. BrukensPub.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. How about that juicy, delicious roasted chicken tonight? Pizza for the family. It's meaty. It's cheesy. Brookins in Fort Loramie, you'll love it. If you got a big throng of people, reserve a lot of space. They have room at Brookins. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager. He's been the leader for better than a year, and you'll love his fun, family-friendly atmosphere. 52-46 Fort Loramie, put off at the line, double bonus, it's no good. Free throw shooters having difficulty, second one rattles around and goes in. Fort Loramie shot fouls a little better than Minster, and that's been a difference. 7-point gain, 45 seconds to go, OT. Here's Damaris Wolf straight away, long high-arching 30-footer, air ball, rebound Fort Loramie. Dana Rose in backcourt, up the right side to put off. Cross court, it goes to Schultes. Now to Gebhardt. Here's Dana Rose, 30 feet away. 26-25, foul, Minster. Well, barring a miraculous turn of events, Fort Loramie, the number two team in the state, will knock off Minster, the number one team in Division Four here today. But it will have taken two overtimes to get it done. Free throws, Fort Loramie, no good. Put off, can't rattle it in. It bounced around for a while and dribbled off the rim. Yeah, Minster about 40% at the stripe. Fort Loramie, 50. Free throw, put off, yes. 54-46, Fort Loramie by 8. 20 seconds to go, second OT. Hoeing gives it up deep right corner, Richard. Richard guns a three. It hit the back brace. Bodies fly. Foul, Minster. Well, Chuck, when it's all said and done, both teams played outstanding brands of defense. Fort Loramie's might have been just a little bit better. When you look at free throw shooting, Chuck, Minster will have had more opportunities up through the critical part of the game.
11 for 27.
Through the first overtime, at any rate. 4 seconds to go. It's an 8-point game, and that's it. The Fort Loramie Redskins edge Minster by 8 in double OT, 56-48. Ivy Wolf fouling out. That was a detriment to the Minster cause, to be sure. And when it was all said and done, Fort Loramie did a pretty good job handcuffing Courtney Pringer on the inside for Minster. The Redskins, a very young team without a senior on the roster, played Minster toe-to-toe. In fact, Fort Loramie had a nice 7-point lead, 23-16 at intermission. Minster stormed from behind and at one point took a 36-30 lead early on fourth quarter of this game before Fort Loramie stormed back. Game was tied, dead heat. At the end of regulation, what was it, Chuck, after four quarters?
41-41.
41-41, yep. 45-45, right?
Right.
And the final 56-48 double overtime. Heck of a game. The 1950 here at Fort Loramie today got every single penny and then some for their price of admission. And Minster now 13-1 on the year. Minster girls' next game is on Thursday at home against Marion Local. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie girls, who are 13-1, play in the Shelby County League next. And that confrontation is coming up on Thursday at Rushi. And more than likely, that will be the game that we'll cover. And Fort Loramie girls at Rushi on Thursday. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Redskins win it by 8 points in double OT.
Well, I mean, I'm too tired to add all of the rebounding up. It was real close in rebounding. 15 of 25 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 11 of 27 for Minster. There's the
reason you lost the basketball game. Minster was led by Ivy Wolf. She had 17, and they got 10 from Courtney Pringer. On the other side, the freshman Ava Schultes had 16, 13 from Dana Rose, 10 from Kennedy Gephardt. She scored 6 in the overtime in the fourth quarter. The Clancy's players of the game for Minster, Ivy Wolf and Courtney Pringer, and for Loramie, Ava Schultes and Dana Rose.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, what a game, and that doesn't do it justice. It was fantastic. It was the game statewide. It was the marquee contest.
Absolutely.
Of the entire state of Ohio on this very snowy Saturday in Fort Loramie. Minster Wildcats, number one in the state in girls division four. Fort Loramie Redskins, number two in the state in girls division four, according to the first AP poll earlier this week. It went double OT. A lot of tension felt at the free throw line. Minster shot a bunch more free throws at more critical stages through regulation time and into the first OT. Still wound up shooting two more all told than Fort Loramie. And the difference in made free throws, Chuck, was how many in the end?
4 points plus for Loramie. Minster was 4 of 13 in the fourth quarter in the overtimes.
Wow. At Minster missed 9. 9 free throws, fourth quarter, and the OTs. That's the last 16 minutes of play, and it's difficult to win in a highly competitive game against a good opponent when your free throw shooting goes astray that far.
Now, Loramie was 6. Let's see, they were 6 of 13. So neither team was lighting it up from the free throw line.
Not at all. Excuse me. Ivy Wolf was fantastic, and when she went out, that
hurt.
Yes,
that hurt a lot.
Really did. That was detrimental to Minster's cause, no question about it. The young pups for Fort Loramie continue to shine. Junior Marissa Myring
at 2.
Yeah, junior Marissa, easy for me to say. Junior Marissa Myring. Only 2, and to the rescue came the young ladies younger than Marissa.
Well, sophomore Jaden Putoff had a terrific game. Sophomore Dana Rose had a terrific game. Freshman Ava Schultes had a terrific game.
There you go.
Those three were just amazing.
Minster, in addition to Ivy Wolf hitting double figures, got doubles from who else, Courtney?
Courtney Pringer, that was it.
Yep, and she was still at least a point and a half below her per-game average.
Right.
So Fort Loramie defended Minster extremely well in this game throughout.
Right, yeah, both teams played the defense we expected to see.
And who knows, this could be the prelude to a March 7th or March 9th regional semifinal or final at Vandalia Butler. We expect it will. Who knows how the pairings will align and when these two teams will meet again.
Right.
It would be sometime in the regional. It could be in semifinal game or a final.
I was told that it will be a final. That's what I was told by some of the Loramie people that were talking about.
Yeah, I would think that these two clubs would go on pathways that would be opposite each other right through the sectional district and beyond the regional semis. Each would have to win a regional semifinal game, and obviously there will be very tough foes in Division 4 in the regional in addition to Minster and Fort Loramie, including Tri-Village, of course, which is mighty strong.
Well, yeah, Tri-Village is really good, and Covington, I don't think as a team is real strong, but they got one heck of a good basketball player.
Covington's pesky. Dark County's got a couple other good programs, so it's wide open. You've got to win the regional semifinal, and, of course, the district before that to get all the way to the regional championship game. But a likely scenario is Fort Loramie Minster, March 7 or 9, March 9 would be the regional championship. Of course, Minster, the defending state champs. Fort Loramie took it all in 2013 and 2015.
Yeah, well, they are the two premier Division IV programs in the state of Ohio year in and year out.
No doubt. Oh, what a game. And we've got boys action tonight. Join us between 7 and 7:30, Minster-Fort Loramie, boys at Minster, the Anna-St. Henry game, snowed out because of weather, no game at St. Henry. Anna travels to St. Henry on Monday. That's on Monday, Anna at St. Henry on Monday. We likely will not be able to cover that game for you here on Scores Broadcast. So be with us tonight, Fort Loramie boys at Minster, each team coming off wins in league play. Last night. Each team won in conference action on Friday night last evening. Minster, of course, in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and Fort Loramie in the Shelby County League. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside color stats, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying, a very good late afternoon to you from here at Fort Loramie. We're in a thriller, a fantastic photo finish. Fort Loramie has edged Minster in double overtime by a final score of 56-48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.